something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Why Did Jesus Come?
Hallelujah.
So you live a full life, God manifesting himself in you, and then reaching out through you to help others become full of life. Look at it. Jesus says, I came for this purpose. I came that they may have and enjoy life. And have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. So first he came to destroy the works of the devil. So if ever you have the work of the devil in your body manifested in your home, in your life, Jesus' purpose was to get rid of it. That's why he came. That's why he came. Secondly, he came to give you life. You see, not only to just free you from the devil and then you fall back into what the devil wants you to do and destroys your life again. No, he gives you a full life so you can enjoy the life that God has given you and be healthy all the time. Number three, and so important, and it covers everything that Jesus came to do. This is the biggest of them all. I'm going to read to you from 1 John chapter 1. I'll read from verse 1 to verse 3. Then I'll take you to two other verses. That which was from the beginning, which we have seen, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes. Now, this is John, one of the disciples of Jesus, who wrote this. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Then look at this in parenthesis. He says, for the life was manifested. This place is huge. You know, you think you're alive. And when you look at the plants and animals, you say they have life. Okay? So you look at living things and you say they are alive. But what is the substance of life? Who knows the substance of life? No one has ever created life. They may be able to form the human body. They may be able to create plants. But what about life? No one ever created life. They could only take life from a living being and put into another. But the very source of life, man hasn't known by himself. He can create it. Look at what the Bible says. He says, for the life was manifested. The life was manifested. That means life came out of obscurity and was shown to us. Imagine if you saw something, whatever that thing is, and that thing spoke to you and said, I am life. I give life. What would you think? And then it says, I'm responsible for your existence. What would you think if that were true? if that were true, that you saw some substance, some entity, and that entity spoke to you and said, I am life, what would you think? And it says, I'm responsible for the life of all living things. What would you think? Well, it did happen. In St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, and verse number 6, look. Jesus said unto him, Jesus was talking, replying to someone. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He says, nobody gets to God except by me. That's an amazing declaration. Who could ever dare say such a thing? But he proved it. He proved it. A man named Lazarus was dead for 4 days. Jesus showed up. The man had been buried. When Jesus got there, he called a man by name and says, Lazarus, come out. And the man came back to life. He had been dead for 4 days. And that was not the first person that he raised from the dead. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ministry Center, Warri, 10 Airport Road, opposite Union Bank, Efuru, Warri, Delta State. Worship with us on Sundays. First service, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Second service, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Language Church, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0913-164-8570 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. God bless you.